For three periods, the Regina Pat Canadians had accomplished something no team had been able to pull off since mid-December. Keep Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors forward Liam Fitzpatrick off the scoresheet. But as is the case with any player on the kind of role he is, all it takes is an extra chance for things to change dramatically and for the Moose Jaw Minor Hockey product, that opportunity came in overtime. Fitzpatrick would score his league-leading 30th goal 1:32 into the extra frame and the Warriors would come away with a thrilling 4-3 victory Thursday night at the Moose Jaw Event Center. The win saw the Warriors extend their winning streak to 4 games and improve their record to 1-9-1-6-0-4, 2 points back of Notre Dame for 6th place in the 12-team league and 3 points up on 8th place Prince Albert. The victory also gives Moose Jaw wins in 8 of their last 9 games, with 7 of those by 2 goals or less and 3 coming in overtime. The fact the contest got to overtime at all was a product of the kind of desire to win the Warriors have shown throughout their run of success. After Matthew Rahn gave Regina the lead 21 seconds into the third period, the two teams battled back and forth the rest of the frame before Austin Woodley was finally able to break through for Moose Jaw, scoring the tying goal with 1:04 remaining and goaltender Ryan Bain pulled for the extra attacker. The contest was tight checking in the early going, with neither team creating a lot of zone time in the first period. Dylan Duzan was able to break through late in the first period, though, going in on a partial breakaway and beating Regina's Taylor Tabashniak with a slick backhand with 5:13 to play. Noah Amundsen got that one back for the Pat Canadians 3:34 into the second period. Jake Brittles restored Moose Jaw's lead 3 minutes later and Steven Steranka sent the two teams into the third tied 2-2 with a goal at 10:07. Bain turned aside 29 shots to claim the win, while Tabashniak had 22 saves at the other end of the ice. Fitzpatrick now has points in 15 straight games going back to December 16 and remains second in SMAAHL scoring with 30 goals and 60 points, one back of Raiden Zacharias of the Saskatoon Blazers. Grady Hoffman is 6th in league scoring with 17 goals and 49 points, while Connor Miller is 8th with 20 goals and 48 points. The Winmar Warriors are back in action on Saturday when they travel to Wilcox to face the Notre Dame Hounds. Next home action is Wednesday, February 15 when they host the Hounds, with puck drop at 7 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center.